Vov Teves, Monday the 13th of December. This week's shiurim have been sponsored Lila Nishmas HaChover Rav Yaakov Aryeh Ben HaChover Rav Yisrael, whose Yahrzeit is today. Rabbi Menachem Lieberman, Berei Merei HaEish, How to Do It Right.
The Gemara says in Pesachim Nun Gimel Amad Beis Omer Rav Yudah Meshmuel Eim Avorchem Ala Oir Elav Umaitzoi Shabbos. The only time we make a brocha on fire is only on Motzei Shabbos, Hoyel B'Tchilas B'Riyosoi Hu, because that was the time when the fire was created. Gemara brings later on in Nun Daled that on Motzei Shabbos the Rebbein Shalom gave Deo Bo'Odom Erishin. He gave Odom Erishin Seichel, and he took two stones and he rubbed them against each other, and that's how he created fire. Yeah, just to go off a side point. What did Odom Erishin do Friday night? He was created Friday. Odom Erishin was created on Friday, and Motzei Shabbos was when he made fire. What did he sit Friday night? Did he sit in the dark? So I saw something very interesting. B'shem Rav Yonis Naibishitz, he says that everybody keeps, it's a rem, everybody keeps Rosh Hashanah, even those in Chutzlot, in Eretz Yisrael, we keep normally one day Yom Tov, but when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, then it's the 2 days Yom Tov, which we keep in Rosh Hashanah, has a din of Yom Arichtahu, it's got a din of all one long day. So he says that the sun did not set the first day, which Odom Erishin on Friday, and Memela, that's why. So Adam Rishon was created in Rosh Hashanah. Created. So Friday and Shabbos was all one day. The sun never set. So that's a remez for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. And that's why Adam Rishon had no need. He couldn't have kept the altar. It wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be possible to have made the fire. So that's why the site wasn't necessary. So the only Motzei Shabbos, that was the time when the fire was created. As that's what I saw B'Shem Rabbi and Sinai B'Shitz. Pardon?
You get cool
shoes. Malach HaShores, it was in Gan Eden then, so that the Malach HaShores did everything for him. So he didn't have to work it sorted out. The Gemara, so that's the Tosis asks Akasha there, Hikshar of Yosef, why don't we make a brocha every time we have Hanor from fire? Why don't you make a brocha? The klal is osa lehenes miloilam azeh b'lo brocha. You can't eat without a brocha, you can't drink without a brocha, you can't smell a reach without a brocha. Why don't you make a brocha on the hanor? Every time you have hanor from light, you should make a brocha, because you can't have hanor from this world without a brocha. Answers Tesis, there's a difference what type of hanor. We only make a brocha on Hanor when gufoi nehene, when his guf has Hanor. The guf has Hanor from eating, from drinking. Reach is also goes, it's Hanor which goes into the guf. The whole guf has Hanor from it. Pardon?
Fire
can warm you up as well, yeah, but it's outside, that's not called inside the guf. It's, and the Ran even adds rechitza is also Hanor. You don't make Hanor on rechitza, even though it's on the guf, but it's not inside the guf. You only make hanor something. Rosh the Ran is actually only when which goes inside, which the neshama has hanor from it. So Tosis says you don't have to make a bracha every time you have hanor from light. Only when Tzoy Shabbos, when there was this bria of oil, that's when we make the bracha. Tosis continues to say, I will make a bracha every morning. Yotze oir, we do make a bracha on the bria of sun. Says that's not a birchas hanenim. That is also to remember that the sun is mischadish b'chol yom. Rav Yishmael is mischadish b'chol yom tovin ma'aseh bereishis. So the sun comes out in the new place every day. So that's also not a bracha for the hanor. It's also a bracha for the creation of the sun, which is mischadish b'chol yom. So l'chayre, to sum up the Tosis says that the bracha which we make on both the bracha which we make on Mitzvah Shabbos, Berei Merei Eish, and both every day the bracha which we make Yotze Oir in the morning is not a birchas hanenim, it's a birchas hashvach. And so Birchas HaShvach, when do we make the Birchas HaShvach? We make the Birchas HaShvach when there's a new Hischadshus, when there's something, a new creation. On fire, the new creation was on Motzei Shabbos. And when the sun comes out every day, there's also a form of a new creation. That's when we make the bracha on Birchas HaShvach. Meiris. Meiris on the
bracha on the fire. Meiris Shabbos. You're making it on the net.
That's what Kovet Shabbos.
You're making it on the net.
Yeah.
It's not
Shabbos.
It's
on Neirus. Yeah, but the Brachas Hamitzvos. That's a Brachas Hamitzvah. That's a mitzvah. That's a different. Like Neirus Shabbos and Yom Tov is a mitzvah to light. It's a chiyuv to light because of Shalom Bayis and so on. We want to have another, but then it's already a mitzvah to light. So that's a Brachas Hamitzvah. That's a different. And as I said before, in the Ram. That they only made Birchas HaNeinen only Dvorim HaNichnosim beguf. Daka says that's not the only song which goes inside the guf, eating, drinking, reach, mashekin rechitza, washing and oil, even though it's very important. It's even though it just it helps the person to see and heat as well. That's like it's not a you don't make a Birchas HaNeinen. It's only Birchas HaShvach, similar to the bracha of Yetzah Moiris. The Eliyahu Rava brings down. Most Rishonim Taka learn like Tosfos that it's not a Birchas HaShvach. There's one shitter that Eliyahu Rava brings down, Shem the Kolboy. He asks the same kasha of Tosfos, why do we make a bracha every time when you have Hanoah from light? And he says, interesting teretz, there's two terutzim. He says, one teretz, the bracha which we make every day, Yotze Oyu, Uberich Oyshech, he passes you all Hanoahs you have from all various types of light. So this bracha of Yetzer Oyer says the Kolboy is Taker a Birchas HaNeinen. And the Yetzer Oyer is every day you make a bracha of Birchas HaNeinen when you have Anoah from the sun, and that includes all fires as well. The second teretz he says that you only make that you rely on the bracha of Borei Moira Eish, you make it Motzei Shabbos, and that lasts you for the whole week. So according to both Tirutzim, he says that Taker Be'etzem, it's either the Hanoah, either the Bracha of Yetzer in the morning, the Bracha on the sun, or it's the Bracha which you make on Motzei Shabbos, Borei Moira Eish. So it's Mashma Taker that he holds, that in fact the Brachas Borei Moira Eish is Taker Brachas HaNeinen. And really, he holds that you make a Bracha even though it doesn't go into the Guf. You have to say Taker, it's better than Rechitza. The Hanoah Rechitza is perhaps not such a choshev Hanoah, but this Hanoah of light and heat, you can't manage without it. That he holds like it is a bracha of Hanoah, and we should really make a bracha each time, but it's either the bracha of Yetzer Oyer which passes us, or the Birchas Meiresh of Motzei Shabbos. One kasha, a big chiddush in this shit of the Kolboy, one kasha, Lechaira, one can ask, the Gemara says, in Psochim, Rebbe Mefazron, which means as soon as Rebbe saw light Matzah Shabbos, he made Yetzer Oyer. He made Borei Moira Eish. As soon as they brought him Besomim, then he made the Bracha Borei Moira Besomim. And then the Gemara says later on, even though Rebbe for himself, he made the Bracha as soon as he saw it, but when he came home to his house, Chayzer V'Soydon Ala Kois Kedei Lohitzi Bonav Upnei Beisoy. He said, again on the case of Abdullah to be Moitzi his family. L'chaira is a bishlim according to Tosfos that it's Birchas HaShvach. So you can be Moitzi other people even though you've already been Yotzer. That's called, we call that Arvus, we know all brachas, even though Betzem you've been Yotzer already, you can be Moitzi for somebody else as well. With the exclusion of Birchas HaNeinen, you can't make a Moitzi for somebody else and you don't eat. So if this, according to the Kolboy, that this bracha Meireish is a Birchas HaNeinen, if he's already made his bracha already, how could Rebbe come home and make the bracha for his family? So l'chair here, I thought one can say, even though it's Birchas HaNeinen, but here it's a mitzvah to make the Birchas HaNeinen. And the example for this would be like the bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen Shabbos morning, even though. Let's take it easy. What the whole kiddush of Shabbos morning is Borei Pri HaGofen. which is a normal Birchas Hananim. But nevertheless, Shabbos in the morning, it's a chiyuv to make this Beir Prayer Goffin. And therefore, the halacha is, even if you've already made your Kiddush Beir Prayer Goffin, and a visitor comes in into you after you've started the meal already, and they don't feel like making, they haven't made Kiddush, and they don't feel like making Kiddush, you can make the Kiddush again for them. Just make the Beir Prayer Goffin again, and you don't have to drink. Because you've already made already Beir Prayer Goffin. Because here...
This morning, Kevin got to be Beir Prayer Goffin.
Okay, it's just the shackle is the Birch Sanen. Whatever bracha it will be on Chamar Medina, then that will be the Kiddush, that will be the Chayva. So this would be similar to that, even though according it is a Birch Sanenin, but here it's a Chayva to make the Nenin. So if it's a Chayva to make the Nenin, so there's Vaitet Shaicht Arvus, because it's a mitzvah. Everybody's Mechayv to make a Kiddush. Memele, even though you've made it, you can still make it again for the family. So let's go back to Shittas Tosfos. So this is the Chiddushdike Shittah of the Elia Rabba, that it's a Birchas Hananin. Of a Pashtas, most Rishonim learn like Tosfos and the Ran that it's only a Birchas HaShvach, because it's not called considered a proper Hanor. But nevertheless, we all know when it comes to Motzah Shabbos, we all look at our nails. So what exactly are we trying to do when we look at the nails? So I'd like to explain that a little bit. The Gemara, this is a Gemara in Brochas. The Gemara in Brochas, Tav Nun Aleph, says, "Eimavorchin al haner ad sheye oisu le'oiroi." You cannot make a brocha on the ner till you have hanor. Well, let's pass it, till you're able to have hanor from the light. We'll explain it soon. So the Gemara says, the machlekes. First, the Gemara says, "Lo ye oisu mamish." You don't really have to have hanor from it. Elobat, the fire has to be such a big fire that if you were to stand near enough, you would be able to have some benefit from it. So according to that mandom of the Gemara, it's not on the man whether he has to have anoa from it, it's on the type of fire which you have to make a brochon. It has to be the type of the fire which, if you were to stand near to it, you would be able to see and have anoa from it, even if you're standing from a distance. Rashi says clearly, "Kunda that man dama fila leinenu mimenu mavorchan olaf." So what does it mean? Ye oisu la'oiroi. It means the fire is big enough to have hanor from it. Rava says ye oisu mamish. What does that mean? Ye oisu mamish. So Rashi says you have to be able to stand near enough. How near enough do you have to stand the fire? Says the Gemara Machloikis. Ula says that you should be able to yaki ben Issa lepundyun. You should be able to recognize between the two coins, one on Issa and one on Pundyun. And Cheski says you should be able to recognize between two other coins, Meluz Mashal Tveria and Meluz Mashal Sipuri. So the actual Machloikis, whether you have the man has to stand, whether Machloikis Amoroim, whether you have to, it's a shear in the fire, or whether it's a shear how near the man has to stand. According to Rav, it's just a shear how big the fire has to be. And according to Rava, it's not more than that. It's how near the man has to stand. Most Rishonim Paskin like Rava. Rif, Rosh, Rav, and all Paskin like Rava, that you have to be able to stand near enough. Balamor Paskin's like Rav. You can even make a bracha from far away. But in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Ches Tzadik, we paskin like Rava that you need to be able to stand near enough to be able to have Hanor.
Isn't seeing good enough? Seeing from distance, I know.
But can you? Depends how much can you? Will you be able to recognize from that distance between those two coins? You've got to be able to have some Hanor from it. Now, to explain this, let's go explain it a bit further. What about, unfortunately, somebody who's a suma? He's a blind person. Can he make the bracha of Boire Moire Hoesh? So the Shulchan Aruch says he can't make the bracha of Boire Moesh. Because, Shtei Eim Avorchen Olav Avshi Yoisu Le'oiroi, and the Gemara gives Shi'urim from it. So you see, if you don't have Hanoah from it, then you can't make a bracha. Now, in the Gemara Megillah, talks about the whole Mishnah, Machlikas Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda, whether a Suma can be Poiris al Shema. That means whether he can be, those days the Chazan used to be, Poiris is always the Loshon of half. The Chazan used to go to the Omad by Borchu, and he used to be Yitzi everybody with a Bracha of Yitzi Oir till the end of. Don't remember exactly when it's till the end of Yitzhak Moiris, or to the end of Avraham. It was only half the Birchas HaKrishma. He used to be Moitzi everybody, and then the rest people said themselves. So, is a Shaila in Machlekes Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda whether a Suma can be Moitzi people with Yitzhak Oir? Does he have Adnoah or not? So the Gemara says that even though a Suma doesn't have Hanar from directly, he can't see the light, but since other people help him, that's also considered an Hanar, because other people who do see can help, can guide him around. It also says Eichet and Hanar, and that's Sartaka, the Shit of the Rabbonon. And Rabbi Yehuda holds no, he's got to be able to see himself, meaning he can't be. And we pass like the Rabbonon, who hold that a Suma can be a Shliach Tzibah. In those days, a Shliach Tzibah was Moitzi everybody. He can be Moitzi everybody with Yitzhak HaOir, because he's also got Hanah, because he's got Hanah that other people can see and help him. So here says the Beis Yosef, that here the Suma is not going to help you. Here, even the Rabbonon will be Moida that it's not good enough. Here you have the shteitom of furish adshi yoisu la'oiroi. Here you've got to see the fire yourself. So this seems to be a different category of a bracha. So perhaps let's explain it a little bit. What are the types of brachas or shvach, which are the brachas which, whether a person is included in the hand, do you have to be included in the hand to say it or not? We find in the morning all the brachas hashacha. Yeah, we commonly know somebody was awake the whole night, can't say hamar v'sheino and the lekai neshama. So there are two types of brachas. There are some types of brachas, brachas hashvach, which we talk about, which we make on the seder of the world. Whether the man does have the anor, whether he doesn't have the anor, regardless of what, he always makes the bracha. The Rosh holds that all the brachas of Ashacha, the Rosh holds like this: the brachas which are for Haman's Hanoa, Malbish Arumim, Oiti Yisrael B'Sefora, Osali Kol Tzorki. If a man hasn't got shoes to wear that day, you don't make She'osali Kol Tzorki. But other brachas which are on the Seder of the Shvach of the Oilom, Anis Nesech Vivino, Rikor Tzalamoyim, there you can always make a bracha even though you didn't hear the cock, and even though you didn't walk on the floor that morning, but those are the bracha on the Seder the Oilom. And the Ramah says, in Siman Mem Vav Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that even though a man didn't have this particular Anor, he hasn't got shoes, all the brachas you can still make. Because the brachas are not on his personal Anor, it's a bracha on the Seder Oilom. So it comes like this. There's one type of bracha, which shvach, which you make on, the Rabbeinu Shalom has made this Hanor to the world. Whether this individual person has it or not is not relevant, whether you can make the bracha or not. You can make the bracha, whatever happens, it's a bracha on the shvach of the world. There are other type of brachas, and we see a machlikas in the Mishnah Megillah, whether you can make Yitzhak Oir, whether it's a bracha of shvach. But even if it's a bracha of shvach, a man has to be applicable to have this shvach in order to make the bracha. And if somebody cannot see, then Be'etzem he shouldn't really be making Yitzhak Oir v'Orech Choshech, unless for the fact that he has Anah that other people can help him. So those we find two types of Berachas HaShvach. Yeah, interesting, by Pekech Irim and Malbish Arumim, so the various Shittas Rishonim are which brachas are on the Seder Oilom, and which brachas does the man have to be included in that Hanor of as well. La'alocha, we assume that most brachas a man can make even if he didn't have the person Hanor himself, besides for a Lekai Neshomo and Hamar Visheno. Now we come to now think of the bracha back to the bracha of Boirim or Oir HaEish. Here, it seems that it's more, it's even though according to the Tigran have said it's Birchas HaShvach, but here we say even though a Summa, a blind person, can make Yoytzeh Oyer Avorei Choshech, and Simcha Mogen Avrom, he can also make Pekeach Ivrim, because he has Hanor that other people can see and help him around. But when it comes to the Boire Meireishim Motzei Shabbos, Sama Asuma cannot make. So here we see that it's a third, a new type of bracha. So what is this new category of the bracha of Boire Meir HaEish, that here even somebody who normally could make Yetzeh Oyer Uvar HaChoshech, and he could make Pekeach Ivrim, but he can't make Yoitzer, he can't make Berim Erech.
What about the warmth? He appreciates the warmth from the fire. That's not the purpose.
Yeah, very good. But the Torah says, the Torah says, Shibim Oeretz Mekeach Shemaim Lahoyer Ala Oretz. The Torah stresses that the Maila of the Sherech is Lahoyer Ala Oretz, not so much the warmth, even though that's a point that they're including the warmth, but the Torah does not stress that point. So perhaps let's call it a hakira. What's the pshat in this Gemara that you can only make Berim Erech when you're close enough to the fire ad sheya oisu la'oiroi? Did the Chachomim were masakin that even though you don't make it, it's not a birchas hananin, but here they want you to have hanor as well? That's how the Chachomim said it. Or no, it's not really a birchas hananin. Just the Chachomim said you can only say this birchas hashvach if you're able to have hanor from it. That's the hakira, and the nafkamina will be, when are you meant to look at your fingers? Yeah, the difference between the nail and the skin. If it's a birchas hananin, then we always have the klal. You're not allowed to have hanor before you make the bracha. So first you make the bracha, and then look at your fingers. If it's a birchas hashvach, we compare it to the Rambam says in Pesachim, when it comes to birchas hashvach, when you make a bracha on the sea, first you have to see the sea, and then you make the bracha. Similarly, all these birchas hashvach. What are you making the bracha on together? So similarly, the ransom of all birchas hashvach, you make the bracha beforehand. If this birchas berim ereish is a birchas hashvach, so then, if it's a birchas hashvach, then first lechayre you should. First you should see. And then make the bracha. Is the Maisa very interesting? The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Tzadik Vov Sukkot Lamed Aleph says, Loshen is first you should look at the Roya Betzipranaim. Loshen is Roya Betzipranaim Va'achakach Mavorech Boire Moireish. First you should look, and then make Boire Moireish.
What about the cost? You haven't told us about that.
You know, you put down.
You, I can say.
Yeah. As a practical, you put that down. And then you look at.
Exchange?
Put it down. And there's a Chumas Igros Moshe, or a Chaim Chelek Hei, he argues on the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, he doesn't understand the Mishnah Berurah. He says that in Siddha Agro and in Siddha Yaivitz, first you make the bracha, and then you look. And he said, that's the Minagoylam. Minagoylam does that. Yes. And Ramosha explains it, he says, that why should you first make a bracha and then see? He says, there's no such thing to have a gam bircha saneni. Which means, hagam taka, we don't make the, it's not called bircha saneni, like Tesis and the. And the Ran say, you don't make a bracha every time you have Hanor. We only make a bracha to remember this creation. But when we make the bracha, Chazal wa masaken, you should do it in a form of Nerit. That's pshat in Ein Mavorchem Adshi Yoisu La'Eroi. The Chazal were Masakin. You should do it dafka in a way that you have Hanoah from it. And that's why the Gemara says you have to stand near enough that you should be able to see. And that's why he says you make the bracha beforehand. And he brings Rashi. He says the Gemara Ein Mavorchem Adshi Yoisu La'Eroi. And the Rashi says she neni mimenu. And he says, that's the minhag ha'olam. Emma says, "Chnish kedai, but I don't really understand. And instead, ich verstehe nicht so gut. I don't really understand so well this tshuva, because it's not only the Mishnah Berurah himself. It's better. This is a loshon. The Mishnah Berurah got it from the loshon of the tour. The loshon of the tour in Siman Reish Tzadik Vov says." Umistakel betzir panayim shem levonos min aguf. You look at the nails which are lighter than the flesh. Umavorach beirim pri breish. Umavorach beirim oireish. Sorry.
And what about the shlamim, the onlookers? Do they say make the onlooker? Because you said you can't be nene for somebody else.
Yeah, but this is a choiva. Yeah, but this is a choiva. Yeah. This is especially at the same time when you're doing it. Yeah. This l'kul alma you can, especially when you're making it for yourself at the same time.
So what's the answer?
One makes for everybody.
For the others.
Well, if they could see. Yeah. As long as they're near enough.
You said you can't be near it for somebody.
Only if you're not being yotzer. So if you've already been yotzer, yeah, but. By other hanos, you can't eat for somebody else. But when it's a mitzvah, you can, and especially when you're doing it for yourself at the same time as well. So the Prisha says umistakel, and Prisha Oizvov says the mistakel koydim shivorech, and the Prisha asks the kasha mefurish afal gafta kol abroches mevorchin uvel asiyoson, even the all brachas you make uvel asiyoson, that's a klalim berchas mitzvahs. You first make a bracha, then you do the mitzvah. Berchas ha'nenin as well. First you make the bracha, and then you have anor. And the loshon of the preacher is, Masha enkin bracha zu, eino bo al shem anosoi, do eiloi hanor ato bistaklis betzir panayim. What hanor do you have looking at your fingers now? Elo mistaken lirois shiyochoi lehenis mimenu. You're just looking at your fingers to see whether you'll be able to have hanor to differentiate between matbea and matbea. Aye, why a sumer cannot make a bracha? He says the klal kolaroi lebile ein bila makeves po to have an ikilu kvar nena, and the pshat is called man sheine nena haine sheine yochoi lehonis. So the preacher says you don't really have to be able to have hanor. You have to, even according to the second mashia, you have to stand near enough. You should be able to have hanor. That's what Chazal masakin hashiyosu loiroi. It's not Chazal. We're not masakin. You can only make the bracha when you have hanor. What hanor do you have be'etzim? You don't need, you've got no coins on you, you don't really need to see any hanor. You're just standing near enough, you're looking at things to show that if I would have two coins and I would have to see the difference, I would be able to have hanor. So l'choyer from the preacher, you see that be'etzem, like the first tzad, it's kulei birchas hashvach. And Chazal, in the second, you only make the birchas hashvach when you're able to have hanor. This is mefurish l'kalu kolaroi lebile ein bila makeves bo. And the truth is, the Rishonim in Brochas also say that it's just a shear, you don't need to look at Shishtamish, it's only a shear that you should be near enough to be able to see. And I don't really understand, interesting, there's another Chuvin Ramosha, a bit later on, somebody asked, it's a big time, at one time Chochem said, you don't have to look at the nails by Havdalah. Ramosha shrives a sharp tshuva against him. Minig Yisrael Toiruhu, and minigas are so important. How can a person just be mavatl a minig in Yisrael? Avada yamentu, avada yamentu look. And he himself writes, it's only a minig. And if it's true that a man, that the mitzvah was to have hanar, so it's much more than a minig. And all the, you see all the posukim writes only noyegim listakel. The fingers. So it's only a minig. If it would be that gam berchas hanenin, then you would actually have to have some hanor from it. And since it seems to be only a minig, by this meikar adin, you just have to stand near enough that you should be able to have hanor. Make sure you can have hanor. The minig is that you look at your fingers in order just to make sure that I'm near enough. If I would be able to have two coins, I would be able to see the difference between the two. And Memele Chob Keher Taka B'Shem, the Rosh Yeshiva in Rosh Yeshiva Eitz Chaim, Rav Zalaznik in Yerushalayim, he passed and also that one should specify, one wants to be Yetzer Kol Hades, one should look before and after. Then if you're looking before, then you've got kind of the Ptur and the Prisha, which is that it's a Birchas HaShvach verse, you see. And you also Mekayim the Nenin, with the Minagadel that you look after. So it's when Yetz Kol Hades. So Minagadel seems to be Taka, to look afterwards.
Everybody, everybody does it halfway, if you want. Everybody does it halfway.
Yeah, I'm not sure what halfway either, if that's.
Chaim gave a shiur once, and he seemed to come to conclusion that this was satisfactory.
Halfway.
Halfway.
Perhaps that's a combination then. During. In middle of the bracha. Lachayr will be best. Lachayr, while you're making a bracha, Lachayr, you shouldn't be doing anything. Better to do it before. And then that can make the bracha, and then again afterwards as well. Let's meet the Kol Hades.